Christmas time is a great time for parents to get together with their children and work on teaching them things like empathy, compassion, learning to see things from another person's perspective. And there's lots of different things that you can do with your kids during the holiday season.
Such as?
Yeah, a couple of examples there.
What are you suggesting?
Well, there are some things like there are all kinds of activities going on. If you're a member of a church group, the kids go caroling for shut-ins. There's different volunteer activities from gathering food for food pantries, helping out, ring a bell for the Salvation Army for a couple of hours. But if you're not into that, even just the idea of involving kids in choosing Christmas presents, dads can take their kids aside and say, what do you think mom would like for Christmas? And sometimes it can be really amazing what kind of astute answers you'll get from your kids, because kids have a different perspective on people. And it gives kids an opportunity to think in terms of, well, what's it like to be another person? Can I put myself in their shoes? Can I imagine what it would be like to be like them? It's a great opportunity for parents and family members to build those skills in the young people that they care about.
The question seems to come up is why? And why is this something that the Great Lakes Center for Youth Development is encouraging? Why is it important?
Well, we're all about asset building with young people. We want to make sure that young people have the things that they need to grow up to be caring adults. And of course, that's all part of our 40 developmental assets work. One of the things that was mentioned at the youth summit that we had a couple of weeks ago was that young people want better communication with their parents. They want better connections with their parents. The asset that was concerned was positive family communication. They want more loving, more positive, more friendly communication with their parents. They want to know that their parents are there, that they can go to them for advice and support, and that when they have thorny issues that they're facing, that their parents are people they can go to. And this is a great time of year to really be able to build those bonds of love and those bonds of empathy and caring. And it's a two-way street. Young people have to be able to be given opportunities to show that they have the ability to love and nurture and show compassion for other people too.
Very simply put, it's all role modeling.
It's all role modeling. Everything that we as adults do is role modeling. They often say young people sometimes won't listen to what you say, but they never fail to imitate what you do. And when we think about Christmas and the holidays when we were little kids, when I think about it, I don't think about specific presents that I got. I don't remember those things. The things that really stick in my mind are the things that we did. Baking cookies with my mom, bringing presents over to other people, getting together with family members, going to see friends, and the activities that we did. Those are the things that really stick in your mind as an adult. And this is a great time for parents to remember that among all of the hustle and bustle and the shopping and all of the other things, and kids can sometimes seem really materialistic, making sure that we take time out from those kinds of things to really remember that when those kids are adults, the things they'll remember is who they were with and what they did.